Good evening. Welcome to this Thanksgiving Eve service of worship here at Rose Hill Church. I hope you're able to join us for the meal beforehand, or if you weren't able to, that you had a good and filling meal on your own, wherever you were. Monica and Pat, I think, maybe are cleaning up. They're actually heading over to their family to be with them for Thanksgiving in just a few minutes, probably, actually, heading over to Wenatchee. But if you see them on Sunday, be sure to thank them. If you're there, we did thank them in the fellowship hall a little bit ago. It was a great evening and great to have so many of you that were here for that meal. So just a couple of brief announcements, just reminders that this Saturday at 9 a.m., or you can show up any time after that for, I don't know, a couple or maybe even 3 hours, we might all be here. We'll be decorating the church for Christmas. So if you're able to come for part of that or all of it, that would be fantastic. Again, starting at 9. And then on Sunday evening is the women's Christmas desserts. And if you gals haven't signed up for that, I would encourage you to do so. Right now, I'd simply, like we do every Sunday morning, invite you to stand and greet your neighbors and welcome one another to worship. I invite you just to remain standing. We'll join together in song in a moment, but I want to read these words from 2 Chronicles chapter 5 that remind us of the importance of gathering in worship and praise and giving thanks to our Lord. When all the elders of Israel had arrived, the Levites took up the ark. The priest then brought the ark of the Lord's covenant to its place in the inner sanctuary of the temple, the most holy place, and put it beneath the wings of the cherubim. The priest then withdrew from the holy place. All the priests who were there had consecrated themselves regardless of their divisions. The trumpeters and musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, the singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, "He is good. His love endures forever." And so just as they gathered to give thanks and praise to the Lord, we come together as well this evening, specifically under this theme of giving thanks as we worship Him tonight.
Let's join together as we sing, "Come, ye thankful people, come."
turn your ear to heaven and hear the noise inside, the sound of the angels are the sound of the angels' songs, and all is for us. We could join and sing all to Christ the King. How constant, how divine, this song of ours will rise. Oh, how constant, how divine, this love of ours will rise. Will rise. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. He is holy. He is holy. Joyous noise, the sound of salvation come, the sound of the rescue once, and all is for a King. Angels join to sing, all for Christ the King.
105, verses 1 to 3 says, "Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice."
At a loss for words, and the fun, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say, word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Please let me sit rest in your holiness, word of God's. Myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, and all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet to hear your voice, word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness, word of God speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness, word of God speak. Word of God speak. Myself at a loss for words, and the funny thing is, it's okay.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Together, give thanks. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given. Jesus Christ, his Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ,
Lord Jesus, we come to you this evening, Lord God, and we thank you. Thank you for bringing us together, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight that you would just remind us, Lord, all the things that we have to be thankful for, Lord Jesus, for the blessings that you've given us. Lord, I pray that you would even put into our hearts tonight the things that we've forgotten about, that we should be thankful for, Lord. That you'd bring those things to remembrance. And I just pray that you would bless the rest of this evening, Lord Jesus. In your precious name, Lord. Amen. You can please be seated.
Thank you. it would be appropriate for me to say thank you. Thank you very much. Thankfulness is at the heart of worship. I really believe that. You've heard me say that before. I believe it's biblical. I believe it is probably the experience that most of us have when it comes to our lives of worship. I want to share with you this passage from Luke chapter 17, where we see thankfulness and worship strongly linked together. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." And tonight we have the opportunity to join together in praise in a spirit of thanksgiving. And I really enjoy taking this service every year and making things a little bit different than what we might have on a typical Sunday. And I also try to make it a little bit different each Thanksgiving, although there's always some repetition and tradition that we establish and carry on from year to year as well. So this evening, you'll have the opportunity to share something for which you are thankful. Maybe it's something that's been very recent. Maybe it's something even as Paul prayed for that we might remember things that we have even forgotten for which we are thankful, that something might pop into your mind. Go, "Oh my goodness, that's right. That happened 6 months ago or 9 months ago, and I'm so thankful that it did." Maybe God will put something on your heart like that. Maybe you're thankful for something that even has been challenging or difficult, and you have seen how that over the course of time has actually borne fruit. Maybe an iron sharpens iron kind of thing, as the Proverbs says. So tonight, as we do this, I have up here on the this little table some yellow sticky notes. And so what you can do is say something for which you're thankful, and then after you share that with us, and I can bring a microphone to you, or you can come up front, however you want to do it. We'll just play it by ear as we go. And then after you share that, I would encourage you to write a word down. You can tell us what your word is, so you can write that word down, and we'll put it on the whiteboard, which I'll bring over more front and center. And at the end of the evening, hopefully we have a nice collage of words that remind us of the various things for which each of us are thankful. So, I didn't ask anyone to go first or anything like that. This is completely free will. To be honest, I'm not even sure right now standing here. I haven't thought about what I'm going to be saying. So if anyone else has something off the top of your mind for which you know you're thankful and you want to share, you can be the first to go. Or we can sit here in a moment until I think of something. I mean, I could say my family. I know people sometimes are hesitant because we all are thankful for our family. And that certainly is one thing. And hopefully that word does get up there.
So I was just going to say I'm thankful for family, and that family is not only Jane and I and our son and our grandsons and daughter-in-law and the family that they have, but my sister who's still with us down in Southern California and all of the family here at Rose Hill that we are able to see every week and be with and enjoy and help and be helped by. And so that's what I'm thankful for.
I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful that I get to raise my family in a place that's at peace, that I don't have to worry about bombs dropping on us or, you know, violence. I'm very thankful for that. I'm thankful that God knows how to give us suffering in such a careful way. to help us grow. I had a health problem that started a couple years ago, and I'm thankful for that because it made me leave a job that was killing me and destroying me and making me ineffective for God and for everyone. Like, it was just sucking me dry, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for this last couple years, year, I guess. Seems like longer, but year and a half. That's been just such an amazing time of me maturing and having time to, like, deal with stuff from my past and get free of it and realize things that I've been believing about the world and about myself that were total trash and, like, get all that out and fill it with good stuff. And so it's just been amazing. I kind of feel like I've grown up in the last year. And so I'm just so thankful for that. And then I was really worried about this health problem, and I went to the doctor today, and she said it's not the big scary thing that I thought it was. Still don't really know what it is, but it's not the horrible thing that I thought it was that would be, you know, life-limiting and all that sort of stuff. So really happy about that. So thank you, God.
I'm really grateful for my family, too. I have four children, and just about all of them have had the opportunity to take me in and to live with them. And I'm really grateful for Yam and Paul for giving me a room and feeding me and allowing me to stay here. And I really have enjoyed this church. People are so friendly, and I've gone to the retreat from here, and I'm going to go to the retreat again. And I just am grateful to be alive and to be mostly healthy. I have diabetes, but it's under control, and so I don't have any of the symptoms that other diabetics have. And I feel very fortunate for that. And I'm just really glad to be here, and I'm glad to hear everything everybody else says, especially about family, because they are so dear to us. Who's next?
About a year and a half ago, I started a series of pretty serious events in my life. I had surgery for cancer. I had radiation. I had intravenous feeding. I had to move my apartment because it was going on the market. I lived with other people for about 8 to 9 months, during which I had another operation for cancer. And I finally have my own home. So I have much to thank God for and much to be grateful for. And even though this is not a demonstration, I had to do it. This is what I am thankful for. If you remember this, it's back from the first set. And so I could not have done any of this without the help and the input of many of my brothers and sisters. I had prayer from all over the world and from this church. But more than that, I had hands and feet in the name of Christ. People helped me move. They visited me. They prayed for me. They sent cards. They called. They texted. This last time they had to text because I couldn't talk. They helped me move twice, once out of my apartment and once into the new home. The deacons were amazing. 7 out of the 15 were there to help me move, along with others from the church, and even not from the church. And in all of this, well, I want to thank some people specifically. The Meilenbergs for taking me in for 5 months. The Petersons for taking me in after rehab for 2 months. And all your help in packing and unpacking. But this last time I asked Brad Hurt if he would be my point person, because I knew my brother neither had the time nor the interest or the ability to do that for me. And Brad took it on in the name of all of you, and he gave glory to God. And I just read this morning that giving glory to God means demonstrating by your actions and your words what his character is. And that's what Brad has done. If you want to know, I'll tell you later some of the many, many things. But here's a funny thing. He went with me to several of my doctor visits, including the pre-op with the surgeon. And so the surgeon is telling me all these horrible things that are going to happen, and it's kind of going like this, you know, over my head. And okay, you know, whatever. But I said, well, now, when do you think you can do this? And he mentioned some dates. And I said, well, that wouldn't be a good date because I think I'm going to be moving. That was one of the early times that I had heard that I was going to be moving. And he looks at me, are you out of your mind? He said, we're talking about cancer here. You've got to get your priorities straight. And Brad is sitting here, we'll move you, don't worry about that. And of course they did. Thanks to Dick for providing the place, Dick Grant, and a shout out to Pam who shared you with me. Thank you.
After that, I think I have to go next. One of the things that I am really, really grateful for from Linda is that God used her tragedy, what she went through, to change me. How I helped her and the things that I did, they do not come natural for me. And God spoke to me, and I am so grateful for what he did. And I've told her many times that I wouldn't wish what happened to her on anyone. I don't wish it on her, but I'm, you know, that all things work together for good, and that's what happened here. And I am really grateful for the opportunity that you gave me to be part of that. And for those of you who don't know, I went through a horrible bicycle accident. It was 10 years ago, and 10 years ago tomorrow, I stood in that pulpit for the very, very first time on my feet before this congregation to give thanks for recovering from that accident. It was 10 years ago tomorrow, so that's what I'm thankful for.
The thing I learned most from Brad was, and it took a while during this whole process, I eventually was able to put my whole weight on his shoulders. I really didn't have to worry. I did worry sometimes. But eventually, it just, he took care of it. And that was amazing.
Well, I'm thankful that I have an ancestor that came to this country on the Mayflower. And I'm thankful for the freedom that we have in this country to worship God as we see fit. And I'm also thankful for the choir, which is why I decided to come to this church, because I wanted to be in a choir. So that's a really special part of my life. And the other thing I'm thankful for is my dog.
Well, a lot of people have mentioned family. I just want to expand on that a little bit. Said I'm thankful for a family of faith. Had the opportunity this last weekend to go kind of represent the family from the Northwest to back in Denver at the funeral of an uncle. I won't recount everything that he did in his life. But as I sat there listening to all of it recounted and how faithful he was to the Lord, and then to look around and realize that the room was full of people who had been impacted by his life, that made me thankful. I'm thankful for a father who's been a pastor and doesn't want to give it up. He's 89 years old. We had him at the ER again last night, but he still wants, he keeps telling me that I have some of his books and he may need them if he never needs to preach a sermon again. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for grandparents who love the Lord. And Liz mentioned her ancestry. Don't get me talking about ancestry. I'll go on forever. As I research my ancestry, I keep finding more and more people whose faith comes through the little stories that I get, and clear back hundreds of years in my ancestry. I'm thankful for all of that. So, and then to expand on that, I'm thankful for the family of faith I have the joy of being a part of here at Rose Hill. I've been a lot of different churches, and two of them stand out where I'm so glad that God put Rose Hill, and the other one was our church in Seattle that I was at for a long time, Elam. I'm glad that God put those churches in my life.
I plant. Stuffed.
It's his eggplant toy that he likes to cuddle in bed. It came from IKEA in a box of pretend vegetables. It's soft and squishy. It's an eggplant.
So do I write stuffed eggplant and put it up here? Or is that, yeah?
Hi, my name is Betty. And this might sound strange, but I'm thankful for finishing the hardest project of my life. 6 years ago, I agreed to be durable power of attorney for health and finance for my cousin, elderly cousin. And I felt it was God's will to do that. I didn't know how hard it would be and how long it would take, because settling her late husband's trust and her estate took 22 months on top of that. But as Carl and I look back, you know, we've been a team all along, and we have helped along at least 5 family members, and we were counting the years, and it's close to 35 years, almost consecutively with one or another relative that needed help. And all of those help prepare me for the one that I just completed. But I praise the Lord that I had all that life experience going into this project and that everything went smooth and that the Lord helped me with patience and tenacity to keep with it. And just don't fear taking on someone else's problems because people do need help. So I praise the Lord that this went well, even though it was long.
Hello, we are thankful for finding a place for our little two-year-old Caleb. We were looking for a little preschool for him, and then we came upon Rose Hill, and they have a preschool, and we're very thankful that we were able to enroll him in the preschool, and we're very happy with bringing him here. We know he's cared for, and we've seen a lot of growth in him, so we're very thankful for that.
Well, I have, as I've been listening, I thought of something that, for which I'm grateful, and there were other things that crossed my mind too, but the one that I want to share is probably maybe a little bit sometimes counterintuitive, at least stereotypically, and that is I am grateful for my in-laws. I'm especially, the word I might put up, I'm thinking about putting the word in-laws up, or maybe time. Because when someone passes away, you realize that the time you have with somebody is finite. And with Gwen's dad passing away this last 4th of July, I'm thankful for the relationship I had with him, and I'm thankful for the time that I had with him as well. I wish it could have been more, but I'm grateful for the time that I did have nonetheless. And so that's what I'm thankful for.
I'll be short. That's what I love, see, about this church. Well, I'm going to start out by saying I'm thankful for the remnant. And those of you sitting out there know who you are. It's those saints that have been at Rose Hill for so many years, of which you've provided discipleship for my wife and myself for over close to 35 years now. And I want to add to that that there's, and Scripture tells us that there's a great cloud of saints that have gone on before us. And I see this remnant that's here with us yet, and of which Patty and I are a part. And I want to let you know that I'm very thankful for those of you that are continuing on with us. And as we look to another part of my thankfulness, and that's the young people that have begun to join into our congregation. And it's my hope and my prayer that they are seeing and experiencing what Patty and I have experienced over our time here. And that the saints of this church that made Rose Hill the church that it is, and the younger people that are coming to be a part of Rose Hill, to help make it a part of other people's lives too. And with that, I'm thankful for our pastor and his family, that he's here, willing to take the lead and bring us to that vibrant life of walk with Christ. I think the scripture says he came to give us life more abundant than anything that we can experience. And for those of us that have been here at Rose Hill for a long period of time, you know that experience that we've had, that we've grown in grace and we've grown in knowledge as our walk in faith. And for the new people coming here, that it's our prayer, it's my wife's and my prayer, that our pastor continues to lead us in that direction, and especially the young people that are here. And thank you for the younger people that have shared tonight in just knowing that this church is making an impact on people's lives, and we have an opportunity to continue to do that right here in our community. I thank God for that.
Did you need the microphone back? No, okay. Who else? You can certainly take a couple more if there's anyone else. You know, it encourages us so much, doesn't it, to hear what other people are thankful for? Reminds us of things that we are thankful for that maybe we had forgotten, as Paul prayed earlier. Well, if not, I want to look and find out what's next because I can't remember. Yes. Okay. So one of my favorite passages is in, actually several of my favorite passages are in Philippians. It's a lot of people's favorite letter of Paul's, and a lot of well-known passages in it, and one of them is this one that begins with this idea of rejoicing. We might translate that as give thanks always. I don't think Paul meant that flippantly. He literally meant always. And we've shared some things tonight. Some people have shared some things that have been difficult, and they're able to give thanks for those things. It's a reminder that we can give thanks and rejoice always. So what I want to do actually is invite us all to read this together. It will go on, as we're reading, I think it will go on to one more verse after those two there. So just pause for a moment while the screen changes there. But invite you to join with me in Philippians 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. With me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for you, for revealing yourself to us in creation and most perhaps concretely in your Son Jesus. And we thank you, God, for your presence with us, for your Spirit that moves even here as we have shared in a spirit of worship and thankfulness. And so, God, we thank you for you. We thank you, God, for the experiences that we have shared this evening and those that have remained silently inside of us that we have not shared verbally. There are so many things, Lord, for which we are thankful. Friends and family, our church family. For stuffed animals and pets, for difficult things that have opened our eyes up to new possibilities. We thank you, God, for good health. Lord, there is so much more for which we are thankful as well. And so we join together in saying thanks to you for those things. For you are the one who gives good and perfect gifts. You are the one who works in us always, even when things seem difficult and challenging. You have
what is best for us in store. And so, Lord, help us to live with hearts that are filled with gratitude and to rejoice always, and to rejoice in you always, as that verse says. Lord, help us to have a great Thanksgiving celebrations tomorrow with whomever we may be, or both by ourselves, wherever we may be, Lord. We pray that tomorrow would be a joyful day, a day of thanks, but not just a thanks in general. There would be thanks for you, for who you are and what you have done. We pray all of this in the strong, certain, life-giving name, the name for which we are oh so thankful, the name of Jesus. And all God's children thankfully said together, amen.
I'm going to invite you to stand. We're going to sing a traditional Thanksgiving hymn. And as I was looking at the words of this, I was thinking how I'm thankful for one more thing. And that's lyricists who write words that then we can sing to. And God can speak to us as we sing. I hope you never sing with an empty mind, but that you always sing listening to what God is saying through the words you're singing. Let's sing it together. Now thank we all our God.
Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom the world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed peace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace, and guide us when perplexed, and free us from all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father, now be given. The Son and him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, who thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore.
We're going to do something just a little bit different for this evening's benediction. A benediction is not a prayer. Some people bow their heads when a benediction is given. That's fine. But you can keep your eyes open and looking forward during a benediction as well. And tonight we're actually going to share in this verse together as we gave the benediction to one another through these words from Colossians. So receive these words even as you say them. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.